It's the 16th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A tour of HMP Bedford by the new Labour Justice Secretary, Shabina Mahmood, outlined many of the issues affecting the entire UK prison system, which is currently on the verge of collapse. The Victorian prison was recently placed into emergency measures following an inspection last November. The prisoner's governor, Sarah Bott, revealed some of the improvised weaponry used by its population, including sections of bed frames shaped into knives and toilet brushes customised with blades. Ms. Mahmood was also shown vapes and cigarette packs that were smuggled into the facility. The Justice Secretary said that overcrowding and overall decay in the system were caused by the Tory government and that UK prisoners could soon run out of space if the crisis is not properly addressed. According to Bedford Borough Council, bus drivers have been spreading rumours that rural services will be discontinued at the end of the month. Deputy Mayor Jim Weir confirmed that the rural contract with the current operator will terminate on the 31st of July, but guaranteed that there will be rural bus service available on the 1st of August and continuing. Warren Wright, responsible for incidents of supermarket theft in Bedford, Kempston and Stewartby, was recently nabbed by Bedfordshire Police. The 37-year-old, who struck four times at one Queen's Drive supermarket in Bedford during a six-week period, in one case, Wright jumped over a counter to steal cigarettes and alcohol once the attendant was called away. He confessed to at least nine counts of theft at Luton Crown Court and will serve 30 months behind bars. Zach Hollinshead, a teenager from Flitwick, believes that people who are physically impaired shouldn't be afraid to exercise. The autistic 15-year-old, registered as blind with cerebral visual impairment, has been attending regular gym sessions for 2 years and says it has improved his mental and physical well-being. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.